One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson and tons of things to discuss in the sports world, people. Whether it's the NHL playoffs, and we got ourselves a Game 7 on Saturday night. NBA playoffs. We got ourselves a Game 7 on Saturday night. And guess what, baby? We got two more Game 7s today. And you know the Dorf, man. The favorite words I have in sports? Game 7, baby. Game 7. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
Doing just great. And Game 7 is what we all look forward to in any playoff situation. So, hey, Denver came through on Saturday night. Let's see what is in store with the Rockets and the Warriors. And the second round gets started on Monday. I'm all fired up, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah, man, some great stuff obviously happening on the ice and some great stuff happening on the hardwood with some unbelievable performances from the Denver Nuggets. And the questions about James Harden and not getting it done, they just continue, my friend. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're going to talk some NHL playoffs, and we'll also talk a little Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, that means Andy Dorf, and that also means you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfont Sports. Facebook, Dorfont Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorfont Sports there. Speaking of real, we got The Real John Poulter, who you can get at on X as well at 12, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
You know what? I'm doing a lot better. Thursday came around, and my Vegas Knights were able to end that series against the Wild. And I'll tell you what, I was a little nervous, John. Not going to lie, man, with the way they got out of the gates. Not necessarily the best possible thing for my Vegas Knights, but they did get it done on Thursday. The Maple Leafs also got it done on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, the Avalanche forced the Game 7 that we got last night. Unbelievable game that we'll talk to you about in just a moment. And then the Kings and the Oilers, which obviously we've got ourselves another Game 7, right? So,
no,
look,
that's the Game 7 is Winnipeg and St. Louis. The Oilers series is over. Yeah,
no, I meant to say that's where my mind was going, was that we have another Game 7 with Winnipeg today, later on.
That's true.
And ultimately, look, this is near and dear to you, so that's why we're going to start here. The Jets have an opportunity at home to take care of the Blues. Has this series gone the way you thought it would?
No, not at all. The first six games have all been won by the home team, so, you know, we've talked many times about a series isn't really a series until the home team has dropped serve, and in this case, the home team has won all six games, and in the three games in St. Louis, the Blues' wins have all been decisive. If I'm Winnipeg, I'm a little concerned about a number of things. I'm concerned about the fact that there's that seems to be that normal jinx of the team that wins the regular season. Doesn't seem to do very well in the playoffs. We've seen very often teams that have done very well in the regular season get upset in the first round. You asked me before these series started, did I see an upset? And I said, yes, I saw an upset, but I got to be honest with you, Winnipeg and St. Louis was not the upset that I saw. So that's a little bit of a burden for Winnipeg. I think they've got to be terribly surprised that St. Louis has hung in there as long as they have, and they've been so, what's the word I'm looking for here, dominant in St. Louis in winning those three games. So Winnipeg now has to use that home ice advantage that they spent the whole year trying to get and did in fact get because they had the best record in the league. But one bounce the wrong way tonight, and that season could be over. That's a terrible outcome if you're a Winnipeg Jets fan. They've been building the whole season to get to the point where they could, I wouldn't say breeze through the playoffs, but have an easier road through the playoffs. And I don't think anybody thought this would go seven games. You know, I don't watch an awful lot of Western Conference games because of the time difference. But at the end of the day, this is one that has really surprised me, and I'm looking forward to a good game. Key here is how each team starts. First goal is going to be really key tonight. If St. Louis gets it, they push a little bit more towards Winnipeg. They take the crowd out of it a little bit. If Winnipeg gets it, the crowd gets excited, and I think they roll from there.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Mike.
Morning. Hey, look, as we move into the second round here, you know, you got the Golden Knights, you got the Oilers, you got your Maple Leafs, you got the Panthers, Capitals, Hurricanes. What do you expect in this second round? Do you expect close series? I expect close series. And, you know, the further you move on, the better the teams get, that whole line of thinking. But what do you expect to see in these next round of series?
Well, let's deal with the Western Conference series. It isn't decided yet last because obviously we don't know how that's going to even shape up, let alone play out. Looking at Washington and Carolina, I'm looking for a long series there. I think Washington has that little bit more depth, and they'll use home ice advantage to win that series. Toronto versus Florida, that's a really tough one to call. Toronto has home ice, but after a slow last month of the regular season, Florida seems to have gotten their act together, specifically in that Tampa Bay series. I think that's going to be awfully close, and quite frankly, I think it's too tough to call. You know where my heart is, but at the end of the day, I think it's a little bit too tough to call. Looking at Vegas and Edmonton, I think that's going to be a high-scoring series. I think Vegas will use home ice advantage to win in either six or seven games. Both teams' goaltenders were below expectations in round one. Edmonton started to play really well once Calvin Pickard replaced Stuart Skinner. That's probably going to continue. Aaron Hill has to step up for Vegas if Vegas wants to match Edmonton. We know that Edmonton's got that firepower. You can't allow Edmonton to get momentum. And looking at that final series, that's going to be a little bit of a toss-up because obviously, it depends on what happens tonight between Winnipeg and St. Louis in Game 7. Either way, Dallas is going to have an extra day's rest, regardless of who they play. If Winnipeg wins their series with St. Louis tonight, Winnipeg has home ice advantage. I think that gives them a little bit of a bonus. They've had their scare already, but they're playing against Dallas, which is a much better team. As you point out, as we move on, the teams get stronger. If St. Louis wins Game 7 in Winnipeg, Dallas has home ice advantage. I don't think that's going to be a very long series if Dallas and St. Louis play. I think that's probably over in five games. I think St. Louis is playing with house money right now. They weren't expected to make the playoffs at Christmas. I mean, at Christmas they were well down in the playoff race. Here we are in the second week of May. We're talking about them possibly advancing to round two. So if I'm Dallas, I'm sitting at home wanting St. Louis to win tonight, because I'm playing a weaker team, I'm playing a team that's got one day's less rest, and I've got home ice advantage. But I think tonight's going to be a toss-up between Winnipeg and St. Louis, and as I mentioned earlier, I think first goal is the real key here.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL postseason playoff action, and it's second to none, people. Look, I'm an NBA guy first, but I'm here to tell you I like watching NHL hockey playoffs more than any other playoff there is. I want to go back to Saturday night just for a moment. Mikko Magic took over, man. And this was special for many reasons because, you know, when you're able to do something like this to your former team, like how special is that for an individual? And the way that he turned it on in the third period, and that one wraparound goal was absolutely incredible. I was watching the game. It was incredible. You know, I've heard this before, John, and maybe you can explain this to me, but what is it about the dreaded 2-0 lead in hockey that just isn't safe? Because the Avalanche were in cruise control, and then all of a sudden, they weren't.
Well, it's not safe because, you know, you do the mathematics and the logic, and the next goal becomes key. If you're up 2-0 and you get that third goal, you're really in the driver's seat. If you're up 2-0, you're always afraid of making a mistake, letting the other team get a goal, and get right back in the game, because then obviously it's a one-goal game, and obviously once it's a one-goal game, any shot going in could potentially tie the game. So, you know, 2-0 is kind of a nervous lead. Colorado had that 2-0 lead early in the third period, and quite frankly, I thought they were playing quite well, but Dallas picked it up. Rantanen, what a great third period. And, you know, everybody talks about the fact that, or is talking about the fact that he had 4 points in the third period last night. Skip back two games. He had 4 points in the second period two nights ago. So, you know, this guy has turned it on. And I think there's obviously some personal pride involved here that he's playing against his former team. But I don't think his departure from Colorado early in the season, or earlier in the season, I should say, because I think it was around January or February that the deal from sending him from Colorado to Carolina was made. I don't think there was any animosity there. He's still very close to those guys. I mean, I think he referred to them as brothers after the game. When he was asked about, you know, what he said in the lineup as they shook hands, it had to be awfully tough. He'd won a Stanley Cup with those guys. He had an awful lot of friends there, but it was a business decision. Colorado was not going to be able to or prepared to pay him the type of money that he was looking for at the end of this season in a free agent contract. So they did the business thing, and that was trade him to another team. He had the same discussions with the next team, which was Carolina. Carolina wasn't prepared to come to a deal with him, so they traded him to Dallas. Dallas was able to come to a conversation with him that resulted in a lengthy extension at big dollars, and it doesn't kick in till next year, but he's probably worth every penny of what they signed him to based on what we've seen in the last two games.
Yeah, very impressive stuff, and just an amazing comeback from the Dallas Stars on a Saturday night against the Avalanche, who were in cruise control until the third period happened. All right, we got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. We got to shift gears, and we got to talk some Major League Baseball. John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, that means Andy Dorf, and that also means John Poulter, our professor of sports, who joins us to talk NHL hockey, and we also talk Major League Baseball. At this time, that's where our heads are at, Major League Baseball, because we just got done talking NHL hockey playoffs. John, I'm going to start this out, like I always do, where I kind of go through the divisions, and I'm going to have a thought and an opinion about each and every one of them. We're looking at the American League East right now. And I'm going to say, listen, you guys can critique what I'm saying and criticize it however you want. But I'm going to kind of give you my thoughts and my opinions, and then let's have you dissect them. The American League East right now, this is what I would call this division, uneventful. It's just sort of like there's a couple few teams that are a little bit over 500, but they're not. Nobody looks great right now, and I'm even including the Yankees in this mix. Okay, the Central. I gotta tell you what, I'm shocked at the Central, the American League Central, that there's some really good baseball being played. It's actually better. On the average, it's actually better than the American League East. I think that's somewhat shocking and surprising. Now we get ourselves to the West, the American League West, where the Seattle Mariners are on top here. Wow, that's all I'm going to say. We haven't talked about the Seattle Mariners since the days of Brett Boone, for crying out loud. And by the way, Brett Boone is a buddy of mine. That's no disrespect. I'm just making a point here. The Houston Astros have always been the kind of the talk there. And then obviously the Rangers had their moment in the sun there for a little bit. Let's shift gears and let's go to the National League, guys. Okay, so the East, it's all about the Mets right now. However, with that being said, the Phillies have been playing a little bit better. I think this one's maybe the shocker, is that the Nationals are ahead of the Braves. Like, what the heck is going on? I thought the Braves were starting to figure it out, and then they went on a three-game skid. So not so sure what's happening there. So I would say that's that's chaos going on in the National League East at this moment in time. The Central, oh boy, don't get me started here. Do not get me started. Well, you got me started. Okay. The Chicago Cubs, like what the hell is going on here? All of a sudden, the Chicago Cubs are the taste of the Central. The Reds are in second place, and then you have the Brewers, who they can't figure it out, man. I am so disappointed with what I'm seeing from the Brewers this year. Last year, I was excited about Pat Murphy, and I was excited about the Milwaukee Brewers. This year, what the hell is going on? That's all I got to say there. In the West, let's call this the musical chairs division, because the Dodgers, who we think are fantastic, and they're really good. They've won seven straight, as we all know, and they've regained the lead in the West. But the San Diego Padres and the San Francisco Giants are here. The Diamondbacks are still sticking around, even though they've lost a couple in a row. They're still over 500. I think right now in Major League Baseball, I think the word we have is uncertainty. I'm shocked at some of the things I'm seeing thus far, John.
Yeah, pretty good assessment. You know, you look at all six divisions, and there's a lot of similarities there. And the one big one is that there's pretty much one team in each division that has been a surprise positively, and one team that's been a surprise negatively. And in every division, the division has been competitive with the exception of the team that is currently in last place. And in some cases, a team fits into two of those categories, Baltimore being one of them. Who would have thought that Baltimore would be six games under 500 and in last place in the American League the second week of May? We don't need to talk about the White Sox. We know that, you know, they're somewhere below the Major League level. But surprisingly, the White Sox at 9-24 are not the worst team in Major League Baseball. That is something that belongs to the Colorado Rockies at 6-27. 17 games behind the Dodgers, and here we are the first week of May. I mean, what kind of a season are they going to have in Colorado? Every team, the Miami Marlins, you know, they're 13-19, so they're only six games under 500, only 8.5 games out, which is not that big of a deal when you think about where we are in the season, and you work on the basis that if you gain a game a week, you can get back in the race. But the Marlins have given up 198 runs in 32 games. I'm going to do my math very quickly. That's about 6.1, 6.2 game runs a game. How do you compete when you're giving up six runs every night? You put so much pressure on your pitching staff. You put so much pressure on your offense that you got to go out and score seven runs. The Texas Rangers, a bit of a surprise. They started out really well. It looked like they were going to take a hold of that division, and all of a sudden, they've gone into a horrendous slump, and they find themselves a few games below 500. I think they're two games below 500. They're 16-18, and they're 2-8 in their last 10. They've lost their last four. Other than the Angels, they would be in last place in that division. So, yeah, it's been upside down. It's been unpredictable, and nobody has really taken off. The Mets have shown some positivity, but they've cooled off a little bit in the last week. The Dodgers sort of cooled off a little bit. Now they've come on to that great streak where they're 7-3, their last seven in a row. It's been a funny season. And, you know, you look at the Diamondbacks, a game over 500 and still in fourth place in their division. So, yes, it's early, but we're almost getting to that point now where we're sort of starting to see is what you see is what you get. And if I'm some of these teams, like the Braves and the Orioles specifically, I'd be starting to get just a wee bit concerned.
John, you led right into my question with Baltimore. Obviously, there's a big reason why I kind of root for Baltimore. We all know that, you know, with Rutschman being the Oregon State guy. But what the heck is going on there? They've made the playoffs the last couple of years. They haven't performed in the playoffs. They're in last place. Do you think there's something going on there that we're just not aware of right now, or just what's the problem?
I wish I knew the answer to the question, because I really don't, and I'm sure that Baltimore management doesn't understand it either, because you look at the talent on that team on paper, and other than the Yankees, you'd have to think that the Baltimore are the best team in that division. They're certainly better talent-wise, in my opinion, than Boston, Tampa Bay, and Toronto. They've been the best team in the American League the last year and a half. To your point, they have not done well in the postseason. They have looked pretty ordinary in the postseason. I don't think they've won a game, actually. I think they've lost three straight both years in the first round. I don't know what the problem is there. I think part of it is that something we see in every sport is that when a team overachieves one year, they tend to take a little step backward the next year, and maybe that's what we're seeing in Baltimore. But I look at a team like Baltimore, and I look at a lot of great young talent that's signed long-term. They're homegrown players for the most part. They should know that farm system. I'm a little bit surprised that they have played as poorly as they have. They were here in Toronto the first weekend of the season. They split the series with the Blue Jays 2-2. I thought the Blue Jays were quite fortunate to get out of that at 2-2 when I looked at the talent that was on both teams. But now I'm beginning to understand why they were 2-2, because the Blue Jays are only a couple of games ahead of the Orioles in the standings. So maybe we're looking at mediocrity. But I really don't know what the problem is in Baltimore. Mike, I'm as shocked as you are.
Speaking of that, I'm going to let you out of the gate with this one, John. What's the motivation for Baltimore, the Chicago White Sox, the Los Angeles Angels, pretty soon to be the Marlins, pretty soon to be Pittsburgh?
Colorado.
Yeah, like what's their motivation, these bottom feeders? They're terrible. They have no chance. What motivation do they have? Just to go get a paycheck?
Yeah, I think the exception to that, Andy, is probably Baltimore. I think Baltimore is the one team out of the last place teams that has the ability to turn this around. But they've got four teams to climb over to get to the top of that division. I think Baltimore's got to be realistically now looking at some kind of a wild card spot, because I just don't think that they can overtake four teams with four teams ahead of them playing as well as they have.
Yep.
16 games within your division is a real good opportunity to make hay while the sun shines, but man, you got to win some of those games, and I don't think the Orioles have been doing that.
Hey, great stuff, John. We got to run. We're up against it. We'll talk next week. John Poulter, Professor of Sports. We got to take a break. It's the Dorfront Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Obviously, you can get at us on the X thing for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, speaking of real, Mike, let's talk some NBA hoops. We haven't done that yet today. Obviously, we saw ourselves a crazy Game 7 Saturday night in Denver. I don't think people were expecting the Nuggets to do that to the Clippers. And let me ask you something. I want to start this out by asking you how you feel about Kawhi Leonard and James Harden and the way that they played in a huge Game 7 for not only themselves, but for their organization. Where are you on those two guys?
Well, look, I actually think Kawhi played pretty well in that series overall. I mean, he showed, you know, people were talking about him, and he has all this energy, and he looks fresh and stuff, and I'm like, he load manages, you know, 40 games out of the year, so he should have some energy. He should have looked fresh. I was impressed with Denver. I was impressed with Westbrook a little bit in a couple of games. He showed some flashes of his old self. Jokic kind of does what Jokic does. Murray, you know, Murray. I don't know about you, Andy, but Murray seems he'll go a couple of games where he looks great. And then he goes a couple of games where he's really kind of he's non-existent. And in this next round with, you know, the next round with OKC, he's got to be on the full time. Harden, he just doesn't play well in these kind of big games. Like it just doesn't seem to me like, for whatever reason, maybe it's a Kyrie in Boston kind of thing. It's a head thing that's got in his head about game sevens or big game six performances. So, like I said, I was impressed with the way Kawhi played. I wasn't exactly shocked only because, you know, they load manage him because of his knees, his legs throughout the year. Harden's kind of like Luka to me. It's like, dude, go get in the gym and get in better shape because you look like you've been having too many Whataburgers there or In-N-Out trips in Los Angeles. So it's just one of those things where I don't know. Well, I'm fairly certain this is – it could be the ceiling for the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like I don't see them being – this huge threat, and I get it. The powers that be in the sports media, especially the NBA people, they love going out to LA. They love enjoying the sunshine and all that. And so they want to push this thing with the Clippers being this, that, and the other, and they're not. Both LA teams are gone in the first round.
Yeah.
That should tell you kind of everything about where those two organizations are at.
So all of the things that had to go right for the Clippers went wrong. I'm just keeping it kind of real with you.
Yeah.
So Zubac, who a lot of the so-called experts said, does a really good job on defending Nikola Jokic because they don't have to double team, and he's able to, stop the pass before it becomes an issue. Well, here's the deal. You know what? Say what you want about the Denver Nuggets getting rid of their coach, Mike Malone. I'll tell you what. They figured things out. And here's what they did is they gave Joker the ball at different angles than we're really accustomed to seeing. Usually they give it to him foul line extended, right? Well, they got creative. And they were putting him off to the side, and they were putting him basically on the block to start. Right. And that was honestly, man, that to me was so huge in how they went about this basketball game, because it made it a lot more difficult for them to defend Joker. And Joker obviously made him pay. I think he had something like 6 assists in the first quarter. Didn't even have any points. And other guys, Norm Powell, who all year was really good, right? Nick Batum, who also was good all year. Like these guys just didn't show up in the biggest moment of their life and in the biggest moment of the season. So they kind of just they fell apart, bro. And you have to give credit to Denver, right? Denver played an absolutely amazing game, and Aaron Gordon is. That dude is so good, and his value on a basketball court, dude, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
He can defend basically 1 through 5. He's got offensive skills. He can hit the three ball. He can bring you down low. Like they have this thing about them that they're not afraid of anything or any moment. And honestly, man, I think game one that they could be in trouble against OKC, but only because of the fatigue from a 7-game series against the Clippers. But I see this being a 6 or 7-game series again with Oklahoma City for Denver. I think that they're going to be a really, really tough out. And the thing that Oklahoma City has going for them is the fact that they had a sweep in first round. The Denver Nuggets played 7, and the Denver Nuggets are a little bit older than the OKC Thunder.
Right.
That could be good or that could be bad, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, it gets in, and you and I, it's funny, Andy, you and I talk about every year when it gets this time of year with either the NHL or the NBA playoffs, what's the line, how between getting rest, which OKC did, and having the rhythm of just playing every other day, and how that kind of plays out in future rounds, and I think that could play a point here. OKC, who is uberly talented, they got guys that can shoot, they got bigs that can shoot, that can handle the ball. I mean, we all know what OKC is. But they're young and they still haven't done it. They haven't showed us that they can do it yet. And Denver's done it. And they got guys on there that have championship pedigree. Murray, Jokic, Gordon, all those guys have won a championship. And, the other thing, I'm so happy you brought up Aaron Gordon. I'm so happy you brought up him. I sit there and watch Denver and I kind of, people go, well, it's Jokic's team, but I'm like, at the same time, man, Denver goes how Aaron Gordon goes to an extent. And, if Gordon's hitting threes or he's getting easy, buckets down low, or he's blocking shots and he's making his presence felt, that bodes well for the Denver Nuggets. And I think there will be matchup, you know, issues with OKC. They got a lot of bigs. They got wings that can score. Denver's going to need their role players to really, really come and play some defense. Brown, I think especially, he's going to have to get some points and kind of and do stuff, but he's going to have to play some defense. I think, and I'm with you, Andy, this series between OKC and Denver is going to be six or seven games. And I've already seen, like you said, the so-called experts, this could be a five-game series. Ain't no way this thing's going five games. I think this is six or seven. I'm not sure exactly who I'm throwing my money on exactly, because once you start doubting Jokic, that's when he comes up with the, you know, the 40-20-20 game type of deal. And we all know that, you know, a couple years ago when they won the title, Jokic put him on his back. He has a pretty big, you know, Serbian, you know, back that he put him on, Slovenian, and he rode him all the way to a championship. So who says it can't happen twice?
Look, the bottom line, the one thing that I fear about the Denver Nuggets is the lack of depth that they have, that will be an issue and a problem, and it's going to be tested against OKC. So we'll see how that all plays out. I want to get this in before this hour. I want to talk about the Warriors and the Rockets, Game 7, probably a little bit improbable to think that it got to this point when the Warriors were up 3-1. They obviously went back to Houston for a Game 5. They lost there, which wasn't a shock or a surprise. I figured that Houston would play well there. But then Game 6 came, man, and it continued. And I really feel like Ime Udoka and the Houston Rockets have figured out the blueprint to beat the Golden State Warriors. You know, they're getting great on-the-ball pressure on Steph Curry the last couple games. I think Jimmy Butler being hurt a little bit, I think Steph being hurt a little bit with that thumb, that's an issue, that's a problem. And I don't think they have the bench and the guys that can step up and get it done. You know, this is going to be a fantastic opportunity for a young Rockets team to go out and really make a statement against the Warriors tonight. And, you know, the other thing about the Warriors is, I'm telling you what, man, this Draymond Green guy is, he is a disaster waiting to happen. You know, he can't seem to play with the calm, cool, and the poise that you need to go out there and help your team. Like, it's just the truth. So I think the Warriors are doomed at some point, whether it's tonight or if they do somehow figure out a way to beat Houston. I think they're doomed in the next round anyway. So ultimately, you know, I'm hoping that the Rockets can pull this off and get it done, because here's what I've noticed, and I don't know if you've noticed this, which I'm sure you have. There's a little bit of a changing of the guard happening in this postseason, my friend. You know, Anthony Edwards is making his statement, and he doesn't want to be the face, but he might be the face just by frickin' default because he's that good of a player. But we're also seeing the younger teams making their moves. You know, the Pacers, the Cavs, the Rockets, obviously OKC. You know, so this is, to me, a sign of the youth kind of turning the page on the older guys in the league right now, which I used to say, you know what, you need experience to win. I don't know if that's true anymore, Mike.
Right. And you and I talk all the time, Andy, either on air, off air, or just whatever, whenever, that there are steps to this, right? There are steps to getting to where you want to be. And you know, you lose it. Maybe you get to the semifinals, and the next year you get to the conference finals, and you get to, you know, you get to the NBA finals, and you see the growth, and the Rockets are coming. The Rockets are coming.
Same with the Pistons, even though they went down to the Knicks. They're coming too. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Not usually a lot of time for people to chime in because normally we have a guest or two each hour. Usually leaves you about 20 minutes or so to jump in on the conversation with us. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, speaking of real, I want to set up hour number two. Pretty cool story we got to break here on the show. Around 12 after the hour, next hour, we're going to talk to J.J. Lippe, former college football player at Northern Illinois University, just signed a deal with the greatest team of all time. My Green Bay Packers, offensive lineman, has played every single position on the offensive line, Mike. And, you know, I got to think, you're the football expert, not me, but I got to think that's pretty important to have those kinds of skills and that kind of versatility to play any position on the offensive line. And he's also played tight end, too. I got to think that's something that the NFL looks for in guys.
Oh, obviously, that would be something that would look good on a resume if you're an offensive lineman, that you can play left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle, right guard, even tight end. He means he has soft hands. He can catch the ball. It sounds like he's multifaceted, multi-talented, and in today's NFL, that's exactly what you need.
Yeah, man, pretty impressive stuff. But I can't wait to talk to JJ and kind of get the skinny on how he feels about the opportunity to play for the team that he grew up loving and watching, man. I think that's pretty cool stuff. We got to take a break. Hour one in the books. Hour two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports. Weekend Edition. Come back.
Sports Shorts. I'm Givana Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Breaking news out of the NBA as Basketball Hall of Famer Greg Popovich stepping down from being the San Antonio Spurs head coach and transitioning into a full-time role as a team's president of basketball operations. Mitch Johnson, who originally took over for Popovich when he suffered a mild stroke in November, will now take over head coaching duties on a permanent basis. On the NBA playoff scoreboard, the Knicks clutched that series over the Pistons on the road, winning 116-113 in Detroit. They now gear up to play last year's NBA champs, the Boston Celtics. Clippers at home tie their series against the Nuggets in Game 6, winning 111-105. That series going to Game 7 in Denver. On the ice, playoff action as the Maple Leafs clutch their series and win over the Senators 4-2. The Golden Knights get an on-the-road W against the Wild 3-2, winning that series against the Wild 4-2 as well. Avalanche pushed that series against the Stars into Game 7 with an at-home W over the Stars, winning 7-4. And the Oilers take it over the Kings 6-4, winning that series 4-2. Get ready to saddle up with the 151st Kentucky Derby taking place coming up soon at Churchill Downs. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Givana Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I've got my eyes on y'all, keeping track of viewer numbers across TVs everywhere. And what continues to amaze, but not surprise, is the NFL's grip on their consumers. The numbers are in, and the NFL draft drew more than twice the audience of the NBA playoffs, and they're having a record run in the postseason for their ratings. As 13-plus million football heads watch their favorite players and where they would land among the 32 teams. There's some in live and die with the draft, the combines. Folks, I don't see the appeal. Three quarters of the first round picks never see the light of day, and only live NFL playing time will reveal what these picks have for talent. If you're a fan of seeing who's on the clock, I respect you, but I'd rather watch paint dry. I'm sure it's an acquired taste. Hey, the mandatory NFL mini camps are coming up the second week of June. What do you say you and me grab some popcorn and beverages and turn on the NFL Network? The NBA and Stanley Cup Finals can wait. Sports in 60, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball in full throttle, obviously golf, tennis, you name it, we got you covered on the program. Also, a special guest this hour coming up in about 5 minutes or so, J.J. Lippe, one of the newest members of the Green Bay Packers, undrafted, signed free agent. Pretty exciting time for the young man. We're going to have him here to talk about his journey to the NFL. Pretty awesome stuff, Mike Wilson. So looking forward to that in about 5 minutes or so. And then obviously, brother, anything on your mind is on my mind. And I know we're going to be talking lots and lots of hoops. We're going to be talking about JJ and his story and then anything else that comes up. Okay, is that cool with you, my friend?
Completely cool, and I'm looking forward to meeting JJ. He sounds like a fantastic individual. You know, even though he's going to be playing for the Green Bay Packers, I'll let it slide, but he sounds like a good guy.
Yeah, man. Look, I heard that last comment, and that he's playing for the greatest team in the world, man. It's America's team, baby. That is America's team, my friend. All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. JJ Lippe is going to join the program. NFL 2025, baby. That's all I can say. Keep it close. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We are now going to be joined by, I'll tell you what, I'm going to call him my favorite Green Bay Packer, man. That's all I'm going to say right now. Because at the end of the day, that's my squad, man. That's my team. I'm born and raised in that great state of Wisconsin. Love the Green Bay Packers. I had 20 years of pain and suffering. Then I have 30 years of unbelievable quarterback play and lots of love and lots of joy and lots of happiness. But only a couple of championships, with that being said. So, it brings me nothing but joy to bring on our guest. J.J. Lippe now joining the program, newest member of the Green Bay Packers. J.J., good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
No complaints, man. It's a beautiful day in the Valley of the Sun, which is where I live. First and foremost, man, I want to say congratulations. I got to think that this is a childhood dream that became a reality, and I got to get your thoughts and your opinion on just the feeling of somebody wanting you to be a professional athlete and playing for their organization. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it did not feel real, especially, you know, considering it was the Packers, like, and growing up a Packers fan. So, like, the fact that they called me and they're like, hey, we want you, it didn't even feel real at first. But now that, like, I'm kind of in there, I mean, it's probably, like, the best feeling ever that I've ever had in my life. And I'm just very excited to have this opportunity and everything. So, yeah.
JJ, Mike Wilson here. Hey, great to talk with you, and congratulations on the next step in your NFL journey. That has to be, like you said, it has to be unbelievable. It almost doesn't feel real, like you said. Let me ask you this. As you got older and you figured out, hey, I'm pretty good at this football thing, give me two, three, four people that were so instrumental in getting you to where you are today, buddy.
Yeah, definitely my parents, for sure. They, you know, I was kind of a late bloomer going into this all. I didn't start, like, a single varsity game in high school until my senior year. I grew from 6'1 to 6'5, so I had a lot of growing pains. So I grew from 6'1 to 6'5 my junior or senior year of high school. So, like, football was not really a thought until my senior year of high school. And really, my parents, you know, were, like, the ones that really pushed me to try it out at least and give it my all by taking me to different practices and just, you know, the camps and all that stuff. And just paying for the lifting and training aspect of football. And then Randy Drew, he was a former NIU alumni. I think he went to Nicolet, maybe with you, Andy. I'm not exactly sure of the timeline there. But he also played a little bit in the NFL too, but he's been my mentor, and just, you know, he calls me probably every other week talking to me about, you know, different things. But, yeah, those three have definitely been, like, the biggest impacts in my life throughout my football career.
Early, you know, since you just brought that up, JJ, I don't want to make this a sore subject or anything, but Mike, let me explain the dynamics here. So I went to a high school called Nicolet. JJ played for a high school called Whitefish Bay, which was literally right down the road and one of the rivals of Nicolet. So when I'm talking to him the other day and I'm like, oh, I assumed you played at Nicolet. He goes, nope, I played at Whitefish Bay. I said, oh, you're the enemy, man. I said, I'm not going to hold it against you or anything like that. But, you know, that was one of my big rivals growing up as a kid, as I played tennis and I was a swimmer at Nicolet, and obviously had tons and tons of great battles with those kids from Whitefish Bay on the tennis court and in the swimming pool. But look, man, it is so cool that you have this opportunity, being a homegrown kid from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and the opportunity to play in the NFL for that hometown state team. Like that to me is just so freaking cool, and the opportunity to make the most of it is also really, really cool. Let me ask you this. What do you think some of the biggest transitions are going to be going from Northern Illinois University, the MAC conference, to the NFL, where you're going up against guys that are bigger, stronger, as big and strong as you? Like, what is the transition like? And I know you've already done some rookie camps, so kind of give us the feel and the skinny on what the difference is from the college aspect to the NFL aspect.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly pretty crazy how big of a difference it is in some aspects, and in some aspects it's, like, not that big of a difference. So, like, first and foremost, like, they, you know, this weekend when we were there, they were saying, you know, your body's your job. And, like, that's honestly, like, the biggest, like, statement that I've ever heard. And it makes so much more sense, because it's like, you know, you're in the NFL, it's a professional business, and at the end of the day, it is a business. And, you know, if you're not taking care of your body, you know, if you're missing a training appointment, like if you're hurt or whatever, I mean, you're going to get fined. I mean, in college, if you missed your training, if you had to go to the trainers in the morning and you missed it and you were late, well, all right, you kind of got yelled at by your position coach, but you weren't going to get fined a couple thousand dollars because you're missing or you're late to an appointment. So just, like, things like that of, like, being a pro, the playbook learning the new verbiage. It's not necessarily like as crazy as a big difference from college to NFL, but it's just a lot more verbiage goes into one play. So a lot of the same stuff that you're running in college, you're still running in the NFL, but it's like you can have three or four different checks off of it. So it's just kind of more things like that that you got to kind of be more on top of. And then kind of like what you just said, I mean, you're literally playing like everybody in the NFL is good. I mean, it's not like college where you have one or two guys that are probably like the dudes, and then all the other guys are average, or, you know, they can show flashes. But, I mean, literally you're going against the best of the best, and so it's like every day, like, you have to bring that mindset that, like, you know, you're going to go compete, give it your all. And then, like, finally, you know, just really, like, the biggest difference is, like, you really just have to be a pro about it. Like, you know, one minute you could be here, the next minute you could get cut. One minute you could get an extension. You know, next thing you know, you don't know what's going to happen. So it's really, you just got to be a pro and, like, just put yourself in the best position possible to you know, succeed in the NFL. So I think those are kind of the biggest things that I see so far. But obviously I'll probably see more once I go back to OTAs next week.
Hey, Mike, before you jump in, I just got to ask him one thing. And by the way, we are talking to J.J. Lippe, one of the newest members of the Green Bay Packers, free agent signed rookie. The speed of the game, that's what I've noticed is a huge difference from high school to college and then college to the NFL. When I'm on the field and I'm watching each individual game, J.J., high school is almost going in slow motion. College is like close to real speed. And then to me, the NFL is in like warp speed. So to me, the other thing I would add to what you said is potentially the speed of the game itself is just a ton faster. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't gotten any like live reps of that, but just by seeing these guys and how so many of these guys are just freak athletes, like, yeah, that's a very valid statement right there, that the speed of the game is just that much faster. And I mean, you got a lot more going on too in the NFL. I mean, like I just said, with the verbiage, and then, you know, you're playing against freak athletes in front of 80,000-90,000. I mean, that's going to be new to me being from the MAC. I mean, we only did that a couple times throughout my career with just playing non-conference games. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy if that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Jump in one more time, Mike, before we take a break.
Yeah, real quick, JJ, hey, being a Northern Illinois Husky, what was it like beating Notre Dame? That has to be top of the list, that your team pulled off.
Yeah, that was, like, insane. It's actually kind of funny because the whole week leading up to that, everybody was, like, asking me, like, oh, so, like, you know, you got Notre Dame this weekend. And I think they were number five when we played them. They're like, oh, like, what do you think? And I'm like, I think it's going to be a lot closer than you think, to be honest with you, just by watching film. And no disrespect to Notre Dame, it's just I thought we could really just bring our physicality that we got, and being a vet group up front, I just really thought that, you know, we had the leverage there with being so experienced on both sides of the ball, that I thought the play, like, I wasn't surprised that we were that, like, in the game the whole game. But then when we won it, I was like, oh my goodness, like, we actually did it. So It was such a fun feeling, and I'm so happy and proud of our team for that. I mean, we're going to go down in history as the best win ever in NIU history at this moment. So, yeah.
Pretty cool stuff, man. That's a good way to go out as a senior, and then obviously, you know, the icing on the cake is getting that phone call from the Green Bay Packers, your hometown team. Like, absolutely incredible stuff. We got to take a break. Can you stick around one more segment with us? Because I love the conversation, and I kind of want to get to know you a little bit more personally. I kind of want to see what you like to do outside of football. So if you have a little more time, let's keep it going one more segment after the break, and we'll get to know J.J. Lippe a little bit more on the other side. One of the newest members of my favorite team of all time, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, you name it, it's the Green Bay Packers, baby. So nothing but joy and love for me for this segment and for JJ moving forward, man. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with JJ Lippe, one of the newest members of the Green Bay Packers, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep close.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we're talking to the real J.J. Lippe, newest member, one of the newest members of the Green Bay Packers, my favorite team of all time. Look, I'm a huge Bucks fan. I'm a huge Brewers fan. I'm a huge Milwaukee fan. But in general, there's nothing like the Green Bay Packers, man. It's just, it's like a way of life, man. That's all I'm going to say. It's a way of life. And JJ's getting that experience now as he's been in rookie camps and he's flying back and forth from California to Wisconsin and living that dream of his childhood of being a professional athlete. Before we get too deep into this, JJ, I just want to ask you, man, what is the contract that you have and how does it work exactly? So the draft came and went, and then you guys knew you and your agent knew you were going to be getting some calls, from teams, either way. So explain that process to us.
Yeah. So, honestly, I'm still like learning exactly what it all means, but so I got hit up at the end of the draft by the Packers, and me and my agent decided that it was probably the best fit to go with Green Bay. And I got hit up by a couple other teams too, but you know, Green Bay being just an offensive line, you know, when you think of Wisconsin, you think of O-line and you think of the Green Bay Packers. And just the coaching staff really, really likes me a lot. So, yeah, I signed an undrafted contract. I think it's the minimum, like, salary, whatever you call it, for, like, the undrafted. And basically I got a signing bonus, and then I got that salary. And then I think if, like, you know, if I make the 53 roster, then it, like, gets bumped up, like, a lot. And then if I'm just making the practice squad, then I'll get the practice squad salary. So I don't really know exactly how, like, it all works, but, like, that's kind of, like, my understanding of it. But I'm not exactly sure, so I probably wouldn't be the best person to ask.
Here would be my suggestion, man, is this, okay? I don't know, like it sort of sounds to me like you don't care how it works. And honestly, I think that's the best way to be, because at the end of the day, what is this? This is an opportunity, man, right? Like, so mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter what the contract says. What matters is what JJ does out there on the football field and gets those eyes to open and says, hey, look, this is a guy that we want on our 53-man roster, or we're going to have him on the practice squad and we're going to let him kind of develop. And am I correct? It's a 3-year contract, right? Like, I looked it up and I saw a 3-year contract. So that means that they want to develop you, at least in my humble opinion. That to me, that's what it sounds like. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair assessment for sure. Yeah, it's a 3-year contract. So, you know, they're investing in me and they want to see me grow and stuff. So, you know, at the end of the day, I got to show that and keep showing that each and every day. So, yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment.
All right, let's get to the fun part, man. Okay, so when there's not football on your mind, man, like what does JJ like to do when he's not thinking about the X's and the O's? What do you like to do, man?
Yeah, I definitely, me and my fiance, we go on a lot of walks with our two dogs. I love hanging out with them. And then,
what kind of dogs you got?
Yeah, so we got a yellow lab. He's 3 years old. His name's Rip, after the Yellowstone show with Rip Wheeler. And then the other one's name is Miller, after Miller Park and Miller Lite. My two favorite things. And he's 9 months, but I think he's like 95 pounds, so he's a big dog, but we don't really know what he is. We got him from the Humane Society as a puppy, and yeah, we have no idea what really he is, but he's massive. So yeah, I hang out with those three like a ton in my spare time. I also just love like building stuff. I grew up in a construction family, so whenever I get the chance of like building, just, you know, my dad likes to carve out wooden pens, and then we did like some cutting board and stuff like that. So doing a lot of that stuff, and then, you know, kind of being a kid sometimes still and playing some video games with my cousin. We sometimes get after that. So yeah, just pretty chill away from football. Nothing like crazy. So
I love it, man. And by the way, I meant to say congratulations on the engagement too, because I did see that as well. That's pretty awesome, man. I'm assuming, did you meet her at Northern Illinois or no?
Yeah, so I met her at Northern Illinois. She actually, she's from California, and that's where I'm at right now. She went to the University of Idaho. She played basketball there for 2 years, and then she decided to quit. And she got into the operations part of football. She was, I think, an intern there for 2 years, and then she wanted to get her master's, so she went to NIU, and she was in the athletic side of things. And I walked in one day, and I was like, "Man, like I gotta talk to you." So shot my shot, and yeah, the rest is kind of history. So
it's good stuff, man. Go ahead, Mike, jump in.
Yeah, hey, JJ, since, you know, you've been through the college experience and all that, give me your general thought, or, you know, maybe more specific thoughts on the whole transfer portal, the NIL that's kind of taken over, and kind of what you think about all that stuff. Does it need to be changed? What needs to be switched? Does it need to go away? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it definitely needs to be changed. Or at least have some sort of regulations, because, I mean, when you're looking at a lot of these different places, I mean, they are just like forking out money like no other. And you know, it's great for us players, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't be compensated for, you know, what we do and stuff, but I just think it's tough that you're putting these, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds in this position of offering them, you know, a couple million or a couple hundred thousand. It's like, I mean, man, if I got offered 100,000 when I was in college, I mean, that would have been probably like the toughest decision of my life to you know, potentially enter the transfer portal. So I just think, you know, it's tough because, I mean, obviously I was from a smaller school, so I see it in that aspect, you know, with being from NIU, and it's crazy how many of these big schools will try to poach our players just by offering them the bag, and then they go somewhere else and they end up not playing, but they're getting paid a lot of money. I think it's just kind of sad, but I also think it's sad too that, like, you're kind of losing the whole sticking it out. You know, like, when I was in college, I mean, obviously, I went through rough times of, like, hey, I'm not playing, or, hey, you know, this sucks. Like, we're in training camp, and it's, you know, 8 weeks in, and, you know, I'm not playing as much as I want to be, but I feel like I'm working my butt off to, you know, make the starting lineup, you know, this and that. And now these kids are just like, man, I'm going to transfer. Like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go get the money somewhere else. And I just feel like, you know, in that aspect, like, some of these kids are just learning some bad life experiences of, like, just pushing through it and, like, going through adversity. So I think it definitely needs to have some sort of regulation or something, but I'm not saying that we should not get paid. I think we should get paid. I think the compensation should be there, but I just think there needs to be some sort of level to it so we can kind of protect the integrity of college football.
I think you have a pretty good thought on this whole situation, and you and I are pretty similar in how we feel. At the end of the day, man, I think there's levels to this stuff. So you played in high school to get to the next level of getting to college. You play in college to get to the next level of being a professional. And I think that the issue I have with it, and this is a great conversation we could have forever. This is the issue I have with it, is I'm trying to figure out what the incentive is for kids to really want to be professional athletes if they're making professional-like money in college. And obviously that's not happening at NIU, but that's happening at some of these SEC schools and stuff like that, where kids are making more money playing in college than they're going to make in the pros, at least for their first contract. Hey, we're up against it, man. This was awesome, JJ, and I want to keep talking to you from time to time, if that's okay with you, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have to do this maybe once a month or something, just to get we might have to get the Lippy report. We're going to have to come up with something. Maybe let's call it getting Lippy with it or something, bro, because you're fantastic. You're awesome. And I really, really am in full support of you. I'm hoping you live out this dream, man. And I'm on your side the whole way, bro.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys having me on today. I enjoyed talking. Yeah, absolutely. I'd come back anytime. Let me know.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And if you missed it, man, that was good radio, people.
Awesome.
I'm just telling you the truth. That was good radio with J.J. Lippe, one of the newest members of my Green Bay Packers. Yep, he got signed to a 3-year undrafted free agent contract, getting an opportunity to make his mark for the Green Bay Packers in the NFL. And I got to tell you, bro, I don't necessarily – well – Let's be real about this. You know me, man. I like to toot my own horn. But I came up with a great idea, bro. I came up with a great idea just off the top of my head, man. As we were talking to JJ and Dorfman putting words together, right? Like, JJ Lippe. Why not? Let's get Lippe with. Like, come on, man. Dorfman thinking on the fly. Give me some credit, Mike Wilson.
Hey, I will give you all the credit in the world for that. I'll give an idea. We can call it the Lippe Report.
There you go, man. Well,
there we go. The Lippe Report.
It's either that or it's just getting Lippe with it, man. Like, you know, like, either way, bro, because that segment can go in so many different ways, man. That the ideas are just literally rolling off of my head with that. Okay, bro, let's shift gears. Let's get back into the NBA hoops, and let's get back to the task at hand with the games that are happening today, and then obviously the games that will be happening Monday, Tuesday, and moving forward. The Pacers play the Cavaliers today. Let me ask you something. Do you really see the Pacers as a true threat to the Cleveland Cavaliers? Is this a quick series? Is this a 6-game series? Is this potentially a 7-game series? In my head, let me just tell you, I'm thinking 5. Where are you?
I'm in that 6-game range. I think there's going to be some things that Indiana's going to be able to do. Indiana likes to push pace, so I think they're going to try and push pace with Cleveland. I think Donovan Mitchell has to show us once again. I mean, he did in the first round. I mean, they swept in the first round, but he has to show us he's ready for prime time. Like, he's ready to take this team where they want to go. I think there's, I think Siakam, Pascal Siakam, is going to spend a lot of time with, Donovan Mitchell on the defensive end. He's long, he's athletic, he has speed to stay with him. I think this is going to be a little bit more complicated of a series for Cleveland than people think. That's why I'm in that six game range. I like what Cleveland did. I mean, as a Celtic guy, like, you know, you have to be impressed with what Cleveland did in the first round. They swept, they did what they were supposed to do, and they're sitting resting. And once again, it comes down to, okay, who's going to come out and throw the first punch? Who's going to counter punch? Where they get, you know, how are they going to limit, you know, Pascal Siakam? How are they going to limit, you know, the multiple guys on Cleveland that can score? So I think this is going to be a little bit more interesting of a series than some people think. I do think Cleveland wins it in the end. I truly think we're headed to a Boston-Cleveland Eastern Conference final. But I think Indiana's going to give them just about everything they could ask for.
Interesting. You know, I look at this as a extremely high scoring series first and foremost. You're gonna see tons of pace. Both of these teams like to get up and down. They both take a lot of three pointers. When they're hitting shots, it's gonna be quick, fast, and in a hurry. I do think the Cavs. I think both of these teams can play defense. I think there's some key matchups. You know, you mentioned Pascal Siakam. You know, on the other side, Allen, Mobley. You know, those guys are tough to deal with, bro. They can get out and run. They can hit the mid range jumpers.
Mobley's a problem.
Yeah, no, I agree. And look, Spider-Man is absolutely ridiculous. You know, Garland wasn't even playing all of the last series, right? Like that, they're so good. I mean, I really hope we're on the crash course for Cleveland and Boston. I really do, and I, you know, there are some things that could happen potentially, right? To like mess that up, and that would be Indiana playing a little bit over their heads, in my humble opinion, and then obviously them taking out Cleveland. Game one. How important is game one for Cleveland to win this game, Mike?
Well, game one's gonna, for Cleveland, should be a sending a message game. Like, okay, you're here. You made it to the second round. Congratulations, Indiana. Way to go. But we're Cleveland. We were the best team. We're the best team in the East all year, and this is why. And Cleveland needs to come out and send a message. You know, both physically, defensively, and psychologically, that, okay, yeah, you may be here, but it ain't going to be long. You're not going to be long for the stay kind of deal. So I think this is a complete message game for Cleveland. And typically, look, the first game, is where the away team, you know, a lot of people figure has the best chance of stealing a game, right? And getting home court advantage with that. I think in this series, even if Cleveland loses a home game the first couple of games, they ain't going to sweat it. They've gone on the road. They've won games on the road in tough environments. So I don't think that would be a big of a deal as anything else in the series, but I think it's a message game for Cleveland, and I think if Indiana's going to steal a game, this is going to have to be the game.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think game one is vital for the Pacers to be able to go in and set a tone. Otherwise, Cleveland, it's just more of what we've seen from Cleveland, right? Like, that first round was – absolutely impressive as hell. I got to tell you, man, they looked laser focused against the Miami Heat, that there was no way that they were going to give up an inch to that team. I think it's important for Cleveland to come out and hit them in the face today. I really do. I want them to knock this very cocky bunch of young kids. I want them to knock them in the face. No, I really do. And it's obviously there's a little bit of emotion behind this from me, as you know, because obviously my Milwaukee Bucks went down to this team, and there's no love lost. Like, let's keep it real. But I think with a team like them, that's what you got to do. You got to kind of punch them in the face, and you got to let them know that you're here to play. And you're not gonna be a pushover like the Milwaukee Bucks were. The Cleveland Cavaliers were the best team all year. I anticipate them continuing to look like the best team of the year, Mike. I just really do. Let's talk Warriors and Rockets real quick again. I like the Rockets tonight. I think they do the unthinkable. They win three straight games against the Warriors. Where are you?
No, I'm right there with you. I think the Rockets get it done, and I think the Rockets come out and throw a haymaker to begin the game. Like, I just think they're going to try and be physical. I think they're going to try and kind of not necessarily on purpose, but they're going to look at that cast on Curry's finger. And, you know, try and knock it as much as they can. And people can say what they want about that, but that's been happening. That kind of stuff has been happening forever. So I think the Rockets do get it done, and I think the Rockets are going to try and throw a haymaker, Mike Tyson knockout punch, at the beginning of the game.
Fred VanVleet has been absolutely incredible the last three games, just in fuego. So kudos to him. Steven Adams has been huge. That dude, man, wow. What a baller he is. Like, dude, I just love hearing him talk, by the way, too. I just love listening to that guy talk. So he's got the coolest sounding voice in the world. Real quickly, Knicks and Celtics. This is near and dear to you, obviously. You're the Celtic guy. You love them. I think they're going to get by New York. I really do. I like them against New York. I think there's matchup issues all over the place. They manhandle them throughout the season. I assume that they're going to beat them in five, maybe six, in this round, Mike. What say you?
Yeah, I'm seeing a five or six game series, more on the five side. And I think, you know, we just finished talking about Cleveland and, you know, and throwing a statement game out there. I think Boston's going to try and do the same thing at home in game one. Be like, hey, congrats, you're here, but we're your daddy, and we've showed that all year, and we're going to continue to beat you over the head. And all those Knicks fans that sit there and go, we want Boston, well, you got them. What are you going to do? Because you haven't shown it all year. And Brunson, as much as I like Brunson, you're gonna have a guy on him that's taller, thicker, and Jaylen Brown or Tatum probably take some swipes at him, and Derek White. I mean, the whole team will do it. So I think it's a knockout punch in the first game.
All right, real quickly, we got to get in the Nuggets and the Thunder, and then Minnesota playing whoever it is, whether it's the Rockets or Golden State. But Nuggets and Thunder,
right.
I think game one, like I said, could be tough for the Nuggets just because of the seven-game series that they played with the Clippers. However, I do think this potentially is another long series, and it's not going to be easy for the Thunder to get by Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Porter, Gordon, and the rest of those guys. They're thin on the bench, and that's the one thing that concerns me. But I do think this will be a decent series. What say you?
No, I could see this going six or seven games, real easy. No, I'm right there with you. I think, in game one, it's going to be a little tiresome for the Nuggets coming off a seven-game series, but they'll figure it out. They got championship pedigree. I think it's going to be actually kind of fun to watch this series.
All right, man. And now let's talk about Minnesota playing whoever the heck they play. I don't really care who they play. After what I've seen from Ant-Man and the rest of his supporting cast, that's my new squad that I like to get out of the Western Conference. Where are you on the Minnesota Timberwolves with whoever they have to play moving forward?
I'm right there with you with Minnesota, man. I mean, those guys, they got height, They got length. They've kind of been there. They've made it to the Western Conference Finals in the past year. And when you got a guy like Ant-Man, who is so charismatic, but he is so athletic, he doesn't care who it is. Andy, Ant-Man wants all the smoke.
Yep.
He does not care who is in front of him. He wanted the smoke from LeBron. He wanted the smoke from Luka. I mean, look at who he's taken out in the last couple of years. He's taken out some NBA royalty in the past couple of years in the playoffs. So, you know, going up against Curry, and I know he wants that matchup with Draymond because he said Draymond talks all that smack. I don't think he really cares. All he cares about is getting to where he wants to go, and that's the championship round.
Yeah, Ant-Man time, baby, and a changing of the guard is what I'm seeing from this postseason thus far. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill? Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Before we do our parting shots, got to thank the people involved today. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. And then, obviously, J.J. Lippe, a Green Bay Packer free agent signee this off-season with an opportunity to make his way in the NFL. Thanks to both those guys for joining us today. And we're going to talk to JJ throughout the year, man. It's going to be a marriage, man. We're going to get him on here and there, and we're going to do either the Lippy Report, or we're going to do something called Getting Lippy with it, man. It is what it is. Got to like it. All right, Mike, parting shot time, brother. You are up.
Hey, my parting shot just goes out to all the NBA teams, the fans and everything. We're going to get through the first round in a game seven today. Game seven says it all with Houston and Golden State. But the playoffs so far in the NBA have been actually not too bad, in my opinion. And they've been fun to watch and a lot of physicality, which I like. Just keep it going, NBA, and hopefully, you know, a little bias here. Hopefully my Celtics can keep doing what they're doing and get a back-to-back title, but that's a far, far cry off right now. But the NBA has been on fire with the playoffs so far, is all I'm saying.
I like it. All right, my parting shot might not make the Bay Area people too happy, but look, man, I'm pulling for Houston today, baby. I'm pulling for Houston, man. Down 3-1 in this series, backs up against the wall in Game 5. They showed up. Game 6, same thing, man, but they did it on the road. Game 7, at home, you got to like their opportunity, man. You just got to like it. So go Houston Rockets. Let's get those Golden State Warriors. Let's knock out those old guys, man. Let's keep this young theme going. And then, obviously, NHL hockey playoffs. Absolutely fantastic. We got another Game 7. I love it, baby. Those are my two favorite words in sports, Game 7. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, John, JJ Lippy, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
To Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. See you next time.